Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, dauntless Donald Trump stands at the wall of success, and he casts his arrows in the direction of Wisconsin, and he is fighting the Democrats, he is fighting the Republicans, he's fighting the media, and they call him a bully. How would you do if you were running for office and you were going through what Trump's going through? How would you hold up? Would you be better? Would you be the same? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. This is the party that's in reserve in case Donald gets screwed by the rhino rats. We have a political party waiting for him to take charge. It's called the Spirit of America Party. We are pro-American, we're pro-life, pro-good-looking women, and there's no such thing as an ugly woman. So, Whoopi Goldberg, you got a shot. It is really sad. Here's what I see. We have a rhino rat, a prefix menu. And I got to tell you, Fox News blew it. There's a saying that you break your shovel. When you break your shovel, that means there's no coming back. And Fox has broken their shovel. They have cast their lot under the tutelage of Waltzing Matilda, Rupi Murdoch, and Trump is fighting them all, I got to tell you. And you know what's funny? When he comes out and says, you know, we're going to build a wall, 10 minutes later, they're all building a wall. I saw Kasich this morning. He had a pail and a shovel. He was going down to Mexico to start the wall. It's unbelievable. So led by Fox News, the sister of nothing but communist NBC. Trump was, now let me tell you something about Trump going on all these left-wing networks. He's not leaving one stone unturned. He wants as many voters as he can get, and he's trying to persuade them to leave the Communist Party and come join the Republicans, which he's trying to save. And if they stab him in the back, they won't be elected for another 100 years. And they don't care. They're going to do it anyway because they have no brains. They're stupid. So didn't Trump say they were stupid? They are stupid. Not only do they cut off their nose to spite their face, they cut off the whole head. They're really sad, man. They're really sad. You see this Peter King in Long Island? He's on the Intelligence Committee. He's not even intelligent. He denounced Trump. He denounced Cruz. He's a party apparatchik, and he's head of the Intelligence Committee. They asked him the other day, did you know that the Soviets are in Syria? He says, who told you that? He's bad news, man. He's bad news. He gets his intelligence from DC Comics. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, Trump was supposed to be destroyed by Megyn Whoopi Kelly at the first kneecapping debate, starring Brett Bighead, the, what's his name, George Wallace, Chris Wallace, Ross Fanjani, and Megyn Behar Stern Kelly. That their mission, should they choose to accept it or not get a paycheck, was to destroy Trump on the opening salvo. They said anybody that's going to leave the party, if they don't like what's going on, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Come on, Mr. Trump. He raises his hand right away. You screw me, I'll screw you. That's the way it's played. You think Julius Caesar took a poll before he crossed the Rubicon? Well, should I or should I not? Let's go to Frank Luntz. You ever see this guy? He's an anti-Trumpet. Yeah, never trust a guy that wears a blue suit with sneakers. Never trust a guy like that. And he's got rigged polls. He selects all of the bell ringers. Yeah, he is bad news. Frank, I call him Frank Lump. Yeah, he's an expert. I love all these experts. And Trump is right. They bring out these generals. They say, what are these generals doing talking on TV? They should be. Do you know what Chesty Puller would do to those generals? Do you know what Patton would do to those generals? There'd be a lot of bitch slapping going on. Yeah, you'd hear a couple of gunshots. You'd see guys, if Patton walked into the Pentagon tomorrow, the windows would be wide open and people would be jumping out. It's unbelievable. And he's not the only good general. A little information. There's a song, sometimes I play it on the show. It's called Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. And I try to find the tune, and it's a World War tune, a World War II tune. And the story behind it is at Pearl Harbor, the USS New Orleans, one of their deck guns was taken out. And they had to pass the ammunition from the ammo mezzanine, the ammo storage area, all the way up a bunch of flights of stairs to get it up to the turret where the gun could still function. And as they were passing these heavy rounds up, they were singing Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. And my favorite line is, we have no time to be a politician. So somebody came back to me because I used that saying, and he goes, it goes back further. It goes back to the Revolutionary War. At a battle, and I forget the name of the battle, but the The rebels, that's who we were. We were the rebels. They ran out of paper wads, which is used to put gunpowder into the muskets. And preacher was there with his Bible, and he started tearing passages of the Bible to make the paper wads. And that's where this song originally comes from, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. So the preacher was praising the Lord, and he was passing the ammunition paper. So back to Donald Trump. The media controls the American mind. Americans are totally conditioned to respond like Pavlov's dogs to media teasers. After eighth grade, the American mind belongs to the Soviet Supreme. America is run by a cover-up government who passes laws to line their pockets. If Trump becomes president, the only lobby in Washington will be in a Trump hotel. I don't want to see any lobbies in Washington, not pro me or against me. Lobbies do not belong in Washington. How will that sit with the swill who owns Congress? Who made the rule, one term in Congress and you get a pension for life? I'm going to break to a tune. I'm going to be coughing. So hang in there a second, and we will make your day with some music. Here's my favorite tune, and the one that the guys in the Hindu Kush love the most. love patriotic guys. I would love to see more corporations patriotic instead of becoming internationalists. I'd like to see more corporate patriotism. There's only a handful of corporations that put it all on the line for the country. And they won't even, and a lot of them won't even stand up and be counted. They're like rhinos. They hide under rocks, hoping they'll get reelected. Why are the people denied the whole truth and nothing but the truth by this cover-up Congress? Why is our intel so poor and weak? Back to Pearl Harbor and the Clinton Towers. Why does one party stack the investigating panel with stooges? The 911 hearings was packed. IRS hearings, Benghazi cover-up hearings. Nobody knows the story on Benghazi. Did Obama get his orders from the UN to invade Libya? He never got them from the Congress and the American people, so he must have taken his orders from the UN. They lied to us. They're lying like rugs, like Persian rugs. When was the last time an un-American president left troops to die on the battlefield? When was the last time the U.S. Navy allowed two ships to be taken without a fight? The last time I remember was the USS Pueblo, captured and tortured by North Korea. And the Navy blamed the Commander Buka for saving the lives of his men. And the popular opinion, forced on the brainwashed, was they should have went down fighting. How about they should have went down fighting and being rescued? Where was the rescue force? Do you know what Leon Panetta said when they asked him, how could you let those guys die in Benghazi? Why didn't you send a rescue team? Do you know what he said? This got me, man. We can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout, you bastard. You don't know the layout, and you opened up an embassy there? Burn in hell. Has the Navy lost its Liberty Bells? I see now that they're sending a Marine, Colonel, a woman, heard on Savage today. She's going to all the military bases to make sure that the Marine Corps appreciates women. You know what? We're being set up to die. Have you ever seen World War II movies? Where the enemy was on 50 feet out from the American line, and they had American GIs that they captured, and they were torturing them, and they're screaming, and the guys had to listen to their screams and couldn't attack. What do you think it's going to be? What's going to happen to women that get captured in combat? Do you want to be responsible for that? Just so you can say women are the equal of men? What about they got the ROTC guys wearing high heels? They're making fun of the military. They used to spit on them. They used to spit on them when they came back from Nam. Now they got them dressing in high heels and entertaining the college graduates, the college students. I wouldn't give you 10 cents for an American college today. Sorry. Unless you're taking a science or you're taking something that can't be used against the American people, college isn't worth it. First thing they teach is how to hate your country. Burn it down. Get everybody out and burn it down. Why is our intel so weak and vulnerable? When did we ever call traitors like KGB agent Snowden? And he's KGB, baby. And Mr. and Mrs. Private Chelsea Manning, First Amendment heroes. Did you hear Hillary Clinton come out and say abortion is good? You know, and women should do more of them. Chelsea should change her name to Lucky. Why are American servicemen, POWs, in Fort Leavenworth on Obama charges of fighting back? Why are their families consigned to a life of poverty and shame with the loss of benefits? The families committed no crime. If the military is going to punish the breadwinner, they should at least protect the family. When that did not work, they used, oh, let me see. My theory is Trump was scheduled. Let me go back. Why are families consigned to a life of poverty and shame with loss of benefits? They committed no crime. Yet Congress gets a full pension after one lying term. My theory is Trump was scheduled to fall at Bush's feet. When that didn't work, they used Rubio to destroy Trump. When that didn't work, they used Cruz to destroy Trump. And then they were going to destroy Cruz using his citizenship, Canadian. Trump warned Cruz to clear the air and clean up the Canadian situation, and Cruz took Trump's advice. So he may be a competitor, but he's also looking out because he knows that it's him and Cruz, and they're going to screw both of them. Now the goal is to crucify Trump, deny him 1237, and kill him convention. Karl Rove is calling for a new candidate. And now they're talking about this guy that had a one-month beard, the Ayatollah Ryan. He was getting Iranian nuclear religious instructions. Funny. And that was the game plan. Use Cruz, the weaker, to destroy Trump, the stronger, and then come in and get rid of Cruz. Now the next goal is to crucify Trump, deny him 1237, and kill him at the convention. Karl Rove is calling for a new candidate. Karl Rove should wipe his whiteboard clean and put up cold cut specials like Rhino Bologna, 5 cents a pound, and Fix News Ham at 6 cents a pound. When you have the Republican Party willing to join the Democamo Party to stop Trump, you have the only party in the USA. Trump can keep his oath not to start a third party by starting a second one. Why does Obama spit in the face of vets by not allowing them to visit their outdoor memorials? Speaking of outdoor memorials, I'm going to pay a tribute to a new guy on the block. He's fantastic. He's on Newsmax. I wish he was on OAN. OAN is great. OAN covers Trump uninterrupted. When Trump is on being covered by Fox, and I think he was in Alabama, and he was working up the audience, and the audience was giving him good feedback, and they were just about to reach a crescendo, Fox went to 8 commercials to wipe them out. I turned quickly to One American News. There's Trump, uninterrupted. No commercials. So, the guy's name is Michael Lynch. DML, he calls himself. He's on Newsmax. He is excellent. He is for the vets. He is all American. He is all American, a shining example of what an all American is. And he's just coming on, and I wish him a lot of success. And he also makes documentaries. And he made one of going down to that open air memorial, cutting the padlock, the chain that Obama put on there to keep the vets out. Guys that made the trip to Washington, probably for the last time, to say, pay their respects to their buddies. And Obama gave him the old butterfly salute. Obama's no good. He hates this country. And we put up with him. And we put up with the Clintons. And when you're telling me we can't put up with Trump? Yeah. The Clintons sold us out. Ooh, big time. Made a lot of money. Made a lot of money. Trump's taking no money. Trump is the answer. If we don't vote for Trump, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. You think 9-1-1 was just a rehearsal? You haven't seen anything. Osama bin Laden came for 100,000 Americans. He only got 3. Thanks to the New York Fire Department and all the EMS guys that came to our rescue. He came for 100,000. His people will be back for 1 million. And now that Obama has rearmed Cuba, and he's rearming Cuba for the drug trade, he's turned at least 5,000 drug dealers loose from prison to handle the loads coming in from Cuba. And here's the real sad news. When Bush went to Iraq, we lost 4,700 Americans. When Bush went to Afghanistan, he lost 461 Americans. When Obama took over, he ran out of Iraq and it left everybody to die. When Obama took over Afghanistan, he lost 2,400 Americans. And he hid it with the help of the communist media. They labeled them NATO troops. So when you pick up the paper, you see, 80 NATO troops killed today. What you don't know is that those NATO troops are being buried all over the USA. They are 9-1-1 New Yorkers who came to defend New York City and gave their lives to do it. And they're not getting any recognition whatsoever. And we got 22 suicides a day. If you're in the sound, within the sound of my voice and you're thinking of checking out, don't do it. Buy yourself some time. Wait till tomorrow when the sun comes up. Get to a church. Ask God for help. He's the only one that can help you. He's the only one that understands you. Do not check out. We need you more than ever. I never thought I'd see the day when conservatives behave like Democrats. The fact that Trump is not a conservative doesn't bother me. The fact that conservatives are no threat to the Democrats bothers me. Throw the labels away and vote for the kids. Real conservatives are anti-communists. Hitler and Mussolini died in 45. Communists never died. Communism never died and infiltrates our government every day. Using issues that appeal to good heart people, they are only to be used and then discarded. And then the tyrants will show their colors. It will be red. And whoever in the Rhino Party changed the state's colors and gave Republicans the color red is a red. Viva el Trumpo, Latinos. Don't buy the cagada de toro from the Parte de la Muerte. They're just using you. They're playing you like a fiddle. Stand up for yourself. Be your own man. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya con te fiesta. We'll jump back for a tune. I'm laughing. Phone's ringing. The phone's ringing. I'm married to a woman. She could be in the kitchen. You could hear her. Lord help me. I'm a prisoner of love. There we go.
Dirty boogie for me.
Every time I want to suppress this cough, it comes right up when I'm ready to talk. I started to tell you, casualties in Iraq, 4,700. Casualties in Afghanistan, 2,400. So you take 4,700 and 2,400, you got 7,100 in 15 years of fighting ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and the Democrats. Now, guess how many Americans OD'd on heroin in 1 year, in 2014? 7,100 died in combat. And the wounded ratio in Iraq was 7-1. And it, when Obama took over, the wounded ratio jumped up in Afghanistan to 10-1. So we got 7,100 dead Americans fighting for their country. We got 10,000 junkies ODing in 1 year, 2014. Can you imagine how many wounded we have from heroin? And this is just beginning. You have no idea. You see, the goal of the third world is to get American dólares, okay? And the easiest product to bring into the country to get the money is the drugs. Everybody is going to have a skeleton in the closet. You see the ads on TV for rehab? They show you a beautiful girl, and she has fallen. But she's going to rehab, and she's going out to California. She's going to be in a pool swimming. She's going to get rub downs. She is going to get drinks. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a tuna fish sandwich in a clinic. And you're going to be on methadone. And you're going to be trading the methadone for heroin. Because that's what they're doing now. And we haven't even begun to see. Wait till you see the deal that Obama made with the Cuban drug lords. You know, Fidel Castro is a big drug lord. Do you know that? Do you know, about 4 years ago, he was worth $670 million. And the most his people can make is what? $24 a month? Whether you're a doctor or a street sweeper. Yeah, they got the minimum wage there too. We're in trouble. And we're all going to die if we don't elect Donald Trump. I watched Fox News yesterday declaring Cruz wins Wisconsin by 10 points. We're going to find out. That is to discourage Trump voters for voting. And this morning, Bill Hammerhead states Trump will build a 10-foot wall. What was that, sarcastic? A 10-foot wall. Yeah, how about when he finishes building it, we throw you off it. 10 feet isn't far. Get the long count. What a schmuck. If all the schmuckaroos on all the nosy networks think we buy their cagada de toro, they should stop kissing themselves in the mirror. Oh, really thinks no one sees his backstabbing of Trump. He uses NBC moles like Bernie Goldfish and rhinos like Sour Krauthammer. I had a lot of respect for Krauthammer, especially for the tragedy that befell him and how he rose above it. I thought he was fantastic. But snakes are very pretty. You ever see a coral snake? Can kill you in an instant. They don't even have to bite you. They just got to penetrate your skin. They gum you. Beautiful colors. And you heard Trump's snake poem, right? He reads it at every rally now. You know, there's an Irish saying. You know why there's so many Democrats in New York? Because St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. Yeah, so he uses moles like Bernie Goldfish or Riley do. And Mike Savage calls the Krauthammer Sour Krauthammer. Megan Behar Stern Kelly is out the door right after she tortures Fox News. They're all protecting her and she's killing them all. She's going to cut them up. Medusa is going to do them in. and playing the I'm a woman and I need to be protected by these men. Yeah. My uncle had a saying, I never struck a woman, only in self-defense. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera should stay on Dancing with the Communists. His dream is to tango with Obama. He will be the man. So in 7 months, Trump sweeps all the land. And the Trump, and if Trump gets elected, and if the Trump gets elected, we will have too much explaining to do. We can't afford to let him win. He has no bribery experience. He doesn't know how to lose and look like we're winning. Folks, whether you realize it or not, Trump is the revolution. The proof is his own party is fighting to stop him from getting the nomination. If you want to see why your vote never counted, give Trump more than 1237 and you will see the real Rhino Party in action. They'll be running around having little babies. They'll be having conniptions. So let's see. I said he sweeps the. We can't afford to let him win. That's what they'll be saying. He has no bribery experience. He doesn't know how to lose and look like we're winning. If you want to see why your vote never counted, give Trump the 1237. The most feared words throughout the world, at the world, and at home are, hi, I'm President Trump. And what do you do here? Oh, I work for the EPA. I put small farmers, ranchers, and fishermen out of business. I fine them. They can never pay the fines. They have to sell their ranches. They have to sell their boats. Yeah, we're cleaning up the we're eco-friendly. Yeah, wait till you hear the echo on the wall down in Mexico when you're working with the trowel. I'm not supposed to be here. I never did concrete before. You better get out of it then, because it's starting to harden. Yeah, so good news from the Trump front. Would you want to hear some good news that you will never see in the communist media? In an Easter Sunday survey of women under 30 who are a cross-section of married, single, and happy couples, including nurses, police women, and corporate executives, 80% were voting for Trump, and the other 20% were supporters of Hillary, and they weren't voting. Be still, my heart. I no longer listen, trust, or consider the crappy media polls rigged to form the result they wish to achieve. Outsiders are the answer. We're all outsiders, folks. So you might as well join the outsider party. And here's our slogan. One term per termite. That's it. And you don't get a pension for one term. Get your crap and get out. And leave the money that you stole. The only lobby is in a Trump hotel. And here's the big one. The maximum champagne contribution that anyone can give to a super PAC or any kind of PAC, a rat PAC, 1 peso. That's the only thing. That's the max. And I have news for you. I just heard from the American people. And they want their money back. They want their money back because it's doing them no good where they are. So, having said that, how about a little kiss?
Never felt like this until I kissed you. How did I? Until I kissed ya. Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, things have really changed since I kissed you. My life's not the same now that I kissed you. Oh yeah. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. I kissed you.
You remember Abu Ghraib? How they blew that thing all out of proportion? You never seen anybody going around with Al-Qaeda or ISIS to see what they do to their prisoners, do you? It is very, very sad. How would you like to be 8 years old and sold for 10 cigarettes as a little girl, and you become a bride of a big man? How do you like that? Huh? Would you like that? How would you like when your government uses the IRS to go after conservative groups and intimidate them? You don't think you're being muzzled by the Communist Party?
I heat up. I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea Party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra, no one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya.
Thank you. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That gum the rest of it all.
Yeah, I'm in a position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track. Let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Looking at a picture of a happy bride and her a Marine husband. And when I got this, I thought it was more of the Fort Leavenworth 10, you know, the families that have been abandoned by the government and put their man in prison for doing his job, taking the oath to defend the United States. But it turns out he was out of the service. It's an old picture. He was on the police department, and he got railroaded. And here's what the lady says. I remember how hopeful we were on our wedding day. We had a whole wonderful future ahead of us as we set out to start our families. Little did I know the government would try to throw my Dominique in jail for 30 years just for doing his duty and saving the lives of his fellow officers. Thank you for helping put this nightmare behind us so our family can once again look with hope towards the future. To make a long story short, he was a cop and a guy. Let me see if I can tell you real quick. The prosecutors are bringing trumped up charges. That's a bad word, trumped up. Charges against your husband. It's obvious he did what was necessary to protect his fellow officers. The guy had a knife and they shot him. To help Dominique's defense, as well as the other wrongly accused officers, I'm sending my tax deductible check payable to LELDF. And her name is Tiffany Perez. She's a Latino. She belongs with us. When the phone rang out during my husband's 34th birthday, I never expected it would turn our entire world upside down. There we were, surrounded by cake and presents, laughing with his mother and grandmother, playing with our three young children. So let me explain the phone call. And then she mentions his Marine uniform After serving his country in Iraq and earning decorations, even a Purple Heart, for the injuries he suffered in battle, he came home, served his community as an Albuquerque police officer. And not just any police officer. Thanks to his Marine training, he was assigned to the SWAT team. He was called in to support his fellow officers who were engaged in a standoff with an armed man. Beck's identity was unknown at the time, but he had been camped out in a makeshift tent in the foothills behind someone's home, and the homeowner called the police. And then he started to shout, "I'm not going to jail, I'm going to kill you." The first officers backed off and called for support. Crisis intervention specialists and canine units arrived on scene. And as you can tell, this was a dangerous situation and taken very seriously. A perimeter was established and hours of tense negotiations commenced. The entire time, the suspect was pacing around in a frenzy, waving knives in each hand, promising to kill a police officer. He's mentally ill, they found that out later, and he's gotten felony batteries against police officers and prison guards, so he's been to prison. They were going to use a flashbang grenade, a stun gun, and the canine to detain him. He and a second officer, her husband, were placed in positions to serve as cover. The flashbang or the stun gun had no effect on the guy, and he was ready to use him. The dog was released and grabbed him, but he could not keep its hold on the man. Another officer fired first, with two shots hitting and spinning the suspect, while Don shot only to defend the three officers who were within feet of the madman. He made a textbook decision, split second. Now, if you ever go to YouTube, look up Lavoy Finicum, L-A-V-O-Y Finicum, F-I-N-I-C-U-M. He's one of those ranches that occupied government land up in Oregon in a demonstration. And he was set up and he was ambushed. And with his hands outstretched like Jesus on a cross, they shot him in the back and the front. And his wife says the coffin couldn't be opened because they shot him in the face. If you look at the YouTube video, there's no shots to his face. So either his wife is not telling the truth, or he was shot after they killed him. I don't know. But I do know nobody negotiated. He was surrounded by 16 government agents, and they all got around him. Many of them did. He wasn't given. And the guy that shot him in the back was close enough to tackle him. The guy was one gun length away from that guy. Lavoy Finicum. Guy was 69 years old. And they said, well, he had a gun. He was going for it. No, he wasn't. He was going for the first bullet wound that his body received. He's a right-handed guy. If he had a gun, it would be on his right side. He wasn't reaching over to his left side to get a gun. He was reaching over to his left side to feel the wound that the bullet just made in his body. He did not get justice. It's all covered up. It was in the 10-minute news. And unless there's a lawsuit coming and they're saving the evidence for the trial, this guy was murdered and forgotten about. So we'll say a little prayer for this lady whose husband. We say a little prayer for the Fort Leavenworth 10. We say a little prayer for all our GIs who are being attacked by the President of the United States and Islamo Kamo and his party of death. Lord, protect us and give us Donald Trump. Thy will be done. Okay. Give you a little Elvis.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple. purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, I share his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Let's do that last part.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
You might say I'm for Trump, but I'm really for America. Corporate patriotism won World War II. There's very little corporate patriotism today. It's just the opposite. Communist front educated organizations pressure big corporations with Bolshevik demonstrations and communist stunts while trampling the American flag. When Jesse Jackson walked into a bank with a poor fellow who did not qualify for a mortgage and threatened the manager with demonstrations and pickets if he did not grant the loan, the manager granted the loan, and when the borrower defaulted, he lowered all home values, and the bank gave the bill to the government, and the government passed it on to you and me. When Jesse Jackson visited Wall Street for President Clinton and told the big boys there were not enough people of color working there, and they could expect a visit from the Bolshevik mob, he left with bagfuls of promises. American industry won World War II. Since then, the communist goal of divide and keep them divided has been their weapon of American destruction. We have gone from the nation with the largest merchant marine fleet in the world to no merchant marine. That was the first industry destroyed. Best freight rates by sea now come from China, which makes sense. If you're going to flood American consumers with made-in-China goods, deliver them on your own ships. On D-Day, when an about-to-die GI looked up and saw the sky blacken with American planes, he knew his country was working day and night to protect his loved ones back home. It is so bad today that communist, the thinking subversives, have penetrated all government agencies and control many of them, like the IRS, like the Supreme Court, like the single greatest threat to American industry, the EPA. The goal of the EPA is to strengthen Chinese industry by fining American industry and forcing corporations to ship their factories and sell them to China. Instead of helping coal companies that help keep America strong with a solution to pollution, they like to see Americans out of work, especially farmers, fishermen, and ranchers, when they are not shooting them in the back. Maybe it is time for the EPA to learn how to work with concrete so they can be transferred to the Trump wall. The EPA should be closed. How many more agencies can we terminate? Look what Obama and his Communist Party of draft dodgers has done to the military. Totally wussified ROTC units on communist campuses made to wear high heels. What un-American fool would sign on to disgracing those who died so we can live? Obama has opened the doors of hell to destroy the United States, and he's not alone. My estimate is 40% of the nation is controlled by the Communist Party. A nation that rises to remove an Indian symbol from a baseball uniform or a football uniform, but refuses to admit abortion is murder and does nothing to save the lives of 4,700 American citizens a day. That nation will answer to God, the God that the communists want eliminated. And if you don't believe in God, call it karma. Giant corporations no longer have loyalty to the USA. They're pulling their money out and consider themselves world travelers. Left behind are overtaxed Americans who must work to survive and leave their children to be raised by the communist state. Their minds are being poisoned by anti-family communists. Beware. Pay attention to what your kids are learning. No matter how innocent it may appear, when you hear a six-year-old white girl rapping to the tune, "I'm gonna funk you up." Did you move to a safe neighborhood to avoid becoming street garbage? Well, why is it in your backyard now? Family is under communist attack, religion is to be destroyed, and violence is to be promoted. Did you know that in 1 year, 2014, death by heroin was 10,000 victims? Drugs is chemical warfare against us. More Americans died in 1 year from heroin than all the Americans who died over 15 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. Only Trump knows what must be done, and he's a doer, not a speech reader. When Cornwallis surrendered to Washington at Yorktown, the British band played the tune, "The World Turned Upside Down." It is time to play that tune again and let the Trump pets sound. Spirit of America Party. God bless the USA. God bless our kids. God bless our children. And we'll close with a tune. I'm looking for a good one for you. I'm looking for... Here's one. I'm rooting tonight. I'm counting on Wisconsin. I got to tell you, I don't think Trump's going to win there. If he squeezes it out, it might be by a point. But I hope I'm dismayed and pleased. This is Indiana. And when you hear this guy sing, you'll hear his Indianan accent. And when he says, "I'm back home on the Wabash," you know he's from Indiana. Not "I'm back home on the Wabash."
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Thank you. fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.